Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight. Alex is not live from Austin, Texas, but he is live from London, England. And he is joined there in studio for the first time with David Ickes. And we're going to go to that interview right now. Alex, can you hear me?
Absolutely, David. We are live here in Watford, a suburb of northwest London. And it really is historical that hundreds of international media outlets, German, Italian, Russian, French, British, AP from the United States, they are all here covering a group that in many Western countries they said did not exist. And so we've got a lot of big breaking news with David Cameron, the Prime Minister, now publicly today on Sky Television, Rupert Murdoch's outfit here in the UK. I'm going to Bilderberg. So now they've gone from it doesn't exist to, oh, it's no big deal. It's not powerful. You're a kook to want to know about this secret colluding lobbying group. To now, okay, it's like a G20 meeting, no big deal. But the point is, this has really discredited the power structure because they're behaving like and acting like they've never criticized people that talk about this. This is in the midst of a giant lobbying scandal here in the UK. And we also got on a barge and actually got onto the grounds and had them all freak out. The police tried to board us with a boat. That was all pretty crazy. And then they made the boat stop and threw us off. And I walked back 3 miles, which is good. I need the exercise. But, folks, when we come back from break, some stations join us. That's why he's not on yet. Right there, first time ever.
Hiya.
David Ickes in our little makeshift studio coming to you across the world. Again, the entire planet is starting to wake up to this, thanks to people like Jim Tucker, David Ickes, myself. George Norrie is one of the first big outlets outside of my show in the U.S., and obviously a much bigger AM and FM presence to break it in the last decade. So George Norrie deserves a lot of credit. And by the way, George Norrie's been contacting us once we come on with an update tonight. We haven't gotten back with him yet. We're just now doing that, and I think I'm on John B. Wells Saturday. But if I haven't responded, I kind of forgot in the last few days that Wells had contacted us. If I haven't responded, I want to come on. That's how I communicate with people now, is over the radio. And hi to my wife and children. Love you out there. But when we come back, I'm going to try to get serious and try to go over a lot of questions in my mind for David Ickes, because I've always liked the guy. But now I'm meeting him in person, like him even more. He has quite the presence. And so does his son, very, very nice fella, who's going to be on with us and also works on the website, David Ickes, davidickes.com. So that is coming up after this quick break. My head is spinning right now at the amount of coverage of this and the fact that people are figuring out, wait, the regulators are meeting with the regulated, and these are the mega bankers that get trillions of our dollars, and why are the police, you know, trying to block protesters from getting into the area when they're having their own future destroyed? This is really the incredible hoax that the establishment had with our trust, that they didn't exist and that the buck stops with the Prime Minister or the President. This is the hoax imploding and falling in on itself right now. That is what we're seeing happen, and now the real debate can start taking place about what is the agenda of these controllers. And so David Ickes is here with us. I'll tell you the one thing that really gets through the police I've talked to. There's only one country that has higher cancer rates in some cancers than the United States, and that's the UK. And then Russia's right behind us. Russians used to live like 76 years, now it's 50-something. So they actually die quicker than anybody in the West now. But when I talk about how they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, they've been caught doing it, and sterilants, and how it's a Bilderberg program. And I tell the cops, I bet you got kids dying of cancer. I bet your wife or son's dying. I bet you've got family dying young. And the cops start freaking out going, how do you know that? And I go, look, today, I've been saying this the last 4 or 5 days while I've been here. In advance of this, today, the London Independent, this is in the hotel, half of Britons alive in 2020 will get cancer. But there's never discussion why. They admit it's exploding in here. Pediatric cancers in the U.S., on average, over 10,000% increase. Autism, over 10,000% increase from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 50-something. So the dehumanization extermination program is taking place.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
From 2013 Bilderberg in London, here is Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't normally travel a lot. People know that, but I could see that we're at a critical juncture in modern history right now, with humanity awakening to the fact that there are corrupt powers that be, that there are secretive, oppressive agendas going on. And with me here in studio for the first time ever, it's so great to be able to meet him in person, even more impressed now, getting to just meet him just about an hour ago when he graciously came here first to do this interview with us when he got for Watford, is David Icke. We're going to go to him in just a moment. But directing you to DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com, I just want to say that it is amazing to be able to see how the alternative media has been able to become the mainstream media, and the facade, like Ceausescu's Romania falling, is happening. I had so much mainstream media here. Let's not exaggerate. I probably did 15 international TV interviews today, probably 10 yesterday or more. And most of them were not being smart mouth, and they were actually, oh, yes, now it's come out. The NSA spying, this government spying, it's illegal. There's illegal lobbying. So now what do we do? Then the BBC comes over and is like, aha, none of it's real. There's no one meeting here. Aha. It was like comic book characters. And I said, this is why you're so hated. You're acting like this. But look at these headlines up at Drudge. A lot of them are also Infowars.com. But Drudge has that way of laying them out here. And I'm seeing people finally get it. The Internet from hell. NSA, FBI secretly mining data from Internet firms. They quite literally can watch your ideas as you type. That's a quote. Mainstream news. What did I tell you? 18 years ago, because it was all in the Telecommunications Act, and it's all standardized worldwide by the globalists. It's a centralized corporate tyranny. A top secret PRISM program, visit data trove, vast data trove, billions of phone calls recorded daily, paper, Obama agenda, lost in firestorm. New York Times says Obama cannot lead anymore. I saw that yesterday. Obama comes out and says nobody is listening to your telephone calls. They're listening on record. But he tells us it's okay. It goes on here. Petraeus at Bilderberg to craft big data spy grid. That's on their own agenda. But I have sources inside Bilderberg. I'm going to tell you what they've told me after David Icke leaves us, but I'll share some of it with him. But I want to hear from him. I'm going to get to him in a moment. I know a lot of stations just joined us. We've got a UK Prime Minister going from the media saying it doesn't exist to, oh, big deal, to now the Prime Minister showing up in almost as much security as you'd see at, you know, a G20 or something. I mean, this is crazy. And the fact that they have denied all of this is blowing up in their face. And their intimidation of reporters, saying, we'll arrest you if you expose any of our spying, any of our persecution, we'll arrest you. I'm seeing a revolt by their own minions who were compartmentalized because of the intimidation. I think they thought we were intimidated, the general public, instead of just lazy. And I think it's backfiring on them. So that's some of what's coming up today. We'll also give you the headlines that are on Infowars.com. But joining us here in studio for the rest of this hour and 20 minutes into the next hour is David Icke. And you would have thought that the King of England had arrived, you know, to visit with the people. In fact, they were a lot more excited than that when David showed up. I've got to be honest. When I showed up, I was mobbed. I think they have a word for it in rugby. What do they call it?
A scrum.
Well, this when David arrived, it was a super scrum. And I tell you, man, it is great to be here with you. It is great to meet you in person. And thank you for spending time with us. What is going on in the world?
Nice to meet you after all this time in a hotel room in Watford. Who'd have thought it?
Absolutely.
What's going on in the world, Alex? I think we're at a very special time because, you know, when I started out more than 20 years ago, it was a lonely road. I mean, anyone who's been in this road a long time knows that there weren't many interested people that long ago. Do you want me to move around?
Excuse me just a little bit, yeah.
Okay. There we go. And now, suddenly, this cusp moment where we're getting towards a critical mass of people where the waters are starting to break. And I think two things are happening. First of all, the endless toil and effort, apparently against all the odds, banging your head against a wall year after year, decade after decade. Eventually, we've seen a point now where the wall is starting to show cracks in it. We're starting to get this information out to enough people so that they can see that the world is very much different to what they thought it was. But there's something else happening which I think is just as important in a way and interacts with that. And that is that this agenda has now reached the point where it's not in the shadows anymore in terms of the way it's playing out. It's still in the shadows in the deep inner sanctum that's orchestrating it, but in the way it's playing out, in the banking crash, in austerity, where there's been this fantastic transfer of wealth from the people through governments to banks and the elite, and after Cyprus now they've started to actually take the government out of that equation and go straight into people's bank accounts. All these things are coming together to get people to look at the world in a different way. People are seeing the world and they're thinking, what's happening? I don't like what's going on. This is happening, that's happening, what's going on? Fortunately, after all these years of effort, there is now a massive alternative media that actually has the ability, which is what's going on, to say to people in that state, this is why it's happening. And it's making sense to people. It's making sense of the world to people that the normal mainstream explanations of everything are not making. And this combination of people's life experience and the information explaining the world in a different way, this is coming together in a way that is really starting to break the waters. And this weekend is so symbolic for me. You know, we've all been chasing and trying to expose the Bilderberg Group for a very long time, decades, when people said it didn't exist and it didn't matter even if it did. And the mainstream media didn't touch it. You never saw it mentioned. These people were meeting in different parts of the world, and the mainstream media wasn't mentioning it. And now in Britain, in 2013, we have seen the biggest mainstream exposure of Bilderberg in history. And we're not finished yet. There's 2 days to go. And the genie is out of the bottle, and it ain't going back. Because once you start to realize, and it's new to you, that actually these people who are making decisions about where the direction of everybody's lives on the planet are going, and they're meeting in secret with the corporations and the banks and the inner sanctum of the elite in a hotel in secret, and we're not allowed to know what they're officially what they're discussing and all the rest of it. This has been a bloody revelation to people who are new to this, and it's happened because this has got into the mainstream for the first time.
It's a great discovery. It's the discovery of the shadow government.
Yeah, you know what we've been talking about all these years. But actually, if you go high enough, there's only one oil company, there's only one biotech company, there's only one big pharma company. In the end, there's only one political party in terms of major political parties in every country. That's kind of been, oh yeah, well, you know, that's over the top, that's exaggeration. But here we have, in Watford, on the outskirts of London, the proof of that, in the sense of these different elements, which in any so-called democratic society should be kept apart from everybody, and if there are discussions going on and what have you, they should be in public. Now it's in the open and in the mainstream media, not the big picture of why it's happening, but the fact that it is happening. And this is opening so many people's eyes to the fact that this hidden hand is not a myth, it's the truth. It's a great weekend, it's a pivotal weekend, and it's a weekend we'll look back at and say, yeah, you can put your finger on that. That was the time that the change and the transformation became obvious.
Again, David Icke is our guest in studio here in our hotel room, our makeshift studio in Watford, England. And I've got a bunch of questions for Dave. We're going to break here in a few minutes. We can get started with these now. But I wanted you to repeat what you said when you first got there and gave kind of an impromptu speech, whenever I made the point that they want us poor. I mean, they write documents, they say that, but still the general public, I don't think, gets why they want us poor. So, David, we got about 2 minutes to break. Describe why they want us poor.
Well, if anyone's seen the movie The Hunger Games, where you had a tiny elite in what they call the capital, in high-tech, mega-luxury, and the rest of the population in the country was in mega-poverty. What they want, you know, people talk all the time, and so they should, about the attack on the middle class in America. Well, this attack on what we call the middle class is slightly different meaning, but in this country too. And the reason that that's being targeted is because if you have a middle class as was, you have a graph which goes from poor up to rich. If you look at the graph now, I saw one the other
skip
day.
Skip this network break. We're skipping the break. Go.
I saw one the other day on an official mainstream website in America, and it went like this. Poor, middle class, hardly much movement, and then straight up. And the straight up was 1%. And it was so big that they had to put the top of that pyramid next to it to get it on the page. And we're already getting there. And so this is the society they want. And for me, when you're researching something, knowing what the end is and knowing the means of manipulation to get there are absolutely crucial to understanding the game. And what they want is a mega, mega rich. I mean, it's become known as the 1%. It's probably much less than that if you get the mega, mega rich. Right up there, mountain high. And then a mega poor population that's basically in the same boat. And this is why I say to people, and just very quickly, this is why the Cyprus thing was set as a precedent, to go directly, not through governments, to go directly into the bank accounts.
Now you walk through the bailouts. Explain how they do it. First, it's too big to fail. They sign you onto that. Then explain it.
Well, what they did in 2008 was they crashed the economic system on purpose. Problem, reaction, solution. They then started this incredible transfer of wealth for the reasons I'm just talking about from the people to the banks and the elite via governments. What they did in doing that was transfer the problem from a banking crisis into a government debt crisis. This was then passed on from the governments to the people. It became now a people crisis on the basis of the austerity programs all over the world. Whoa, no, we bailed out the banks, so we haven't got the money for all these services, so austerity. So there's a massive transfer of wealth from the people to the elite, with the people suffering and no one else. Then you move to Cyprus to the next stage of this, when instead of going stealing the wealth of the people via governments to the elite and the banking system, they went direct into the banks, bank accounts of the people. A lot of them who were very, very rich in Cyprus bank accounts, who are a lot less richer now, direct to their accounts. And what this is doing is setting the precedent to do it all over the world, because when there's another banking crisis, and there's so many planned for this very reason.
This was a little bitty baby beta test.
What it was, Alex, especially in Europe and in the European Union, it was setting the precedent. Precedent is a powerful, powerful thing to set, because when the next banking crisis comes and there's a problem and they've got to bail out the bank or the rest of it, they're now going to say, well, hold on a second, governments are going to say this and the European Union's going to say this. We can't justify bailing out the banks. What about the people in Cyprus? We can't just let people go straight to their bank accounts and not do it here. And that's the idea. And so I'll say this to people around the world who at the moment think they're well off and at the moment think that this does not affect them and it's not your problem. If you are not a member of this elite of the elite, if you are not a member of this upper echelon of this 1%, then they want your money too. And they're coming for it. And this precedent set in Cyprus is a massive step towards that. They want you as poor as the people you think, well, they're poor, they're not my problem. The idea is to make it your problem. And therefore, we have to come together and put down the fault lines of income bracket and so-called class. We're in this together because they want us all mega poor, not just the currently mega poor.
That's right. It is a total tool of political control, and they write books about it. Whether it's Henry Kissinger and his Memorandum 200, or whether it's the science czar, John B. Holdren, or Agenda 21, they say they want a post-industrial world where they're in these government and corporate and university reservations. They're above the law. They get the life extension technology. They get it all. And that's only the next phase. In fact, where did that newspaper go that I had? Here it is, right here, David. This is what I want to talk to you about next. Then we'll get back into Bilderberg. We'll get back into, is this really the beginning of the fall of Bilderberg? I also see a key line we may be passing where, okay, we have the awakening, but if people don't do something, then it just kind of sets a precedent that, okay, we accept that. Yeah. So I want to discuss that with you. I've got a bunch of points I want to go over, but the London Independent, and you look at the cover of it today, half of Britons alive in 2020 will get cancer. And they're now saying in the next few years, half of Americans will have diabetes. And in the rats and all the studies and all of, we know what the vaccines, we know what the GMO, we know what the sodium fluoride, we know what it's doing. And then the globalists write books from Bertrand Russell to John P. Holdren currently. They get caught all over the world giving little kids SV40 cancer virus. They know what they're doing, and they're just getting us all used to everybody's got cancer. Everybody's got Parkinson's early. Everybody's got neurological disorders. Everybody's got diseases. Everybody's got problems. And then, don't worry, we've got treatments for the disease you've now got, and let's, you know, never mind that breast cancer's up 3,000% or children's cancer's up over 10,000% or, and again, America and England lead the world because we're run by these eugenicists. Hitler was their man. He just went a little bit early and only after specific groups. They're going after the whole world in a scientific program. And it just hits me that, of course, I'm not worried about them killing me, or I'm not worried about being shut down. I'm not worried about being sued or any of this because I've read their own words. I know how diabolical it is. I know I'm living in the equivalent of a science fiction nightmare. They want the whole world and our numbers reduced by at least 80%. They're on record. They're on record doing secret experiments against us all over the world. We know the people running our countries are the most wicked people on the earth. We know they're funding Al-Qaeda and using them on innocent countries like Libya and Syria. We know they're spying on us without warrants. We now know they're criminal. What we've all said, unfortunately, is all being confirmed. And it's bizarre now to have people really listening to us because, you know, now there's that much more of a responsibility. But what about the fact that this attack is so over the top, David Icke, that's what they almost have over on us, is that it's so diabolical, so crazy, so evil that, yeah, people can finally get they're spying on you without warrants. They can finally get that they're taking poor people's tax money and giving it to offshore billionaires that control trillions who want their money to be worth more by bankrupting you so they can buy it for pennies on the dollar. They're replacing humans with robots at Foxconn factories and saying, good, go jump off the roof. I mean, we are already in the middle of just insane times. How much more crazy will it get? And how is this cancer situation tied to it all? Will people sit there and watch their families die, David Icke, and not care about the globalists doing it to them?
I've said for so many years, one of the greatest ways of suppressing a population is to suppress their sense of the possible. If you can suppress their sense of what is possible by hiding technology, by hiding the agenda, by hiding the cause of all these things you're talking about, then people will sit there like a frog sitting in a boiling water, and they will get boiled because they can't see the possibility that actually they might get boiled, or even that they're in the process of being so. And so and this is the mainstream media. The mainstream media's range of what is possible is so minute, and this then is transferred by people getting most of their information through the mainstream media to the population. What is so brilliant about this Bilderberg weekend, as it's turned out, is Bilderberg is a part of the web. And it's part of the agenda that people can use to enter the web in terms of understanding it, because it's at a level that they can deal with. It's politicians and corporations, chiefs and what have you.
Illegal lobbying.
Yeah. Meeting together in secret, and it's like, what's going on? But the Bilderberg group is merely a strand in the web, and it's well out from the center, the spider. And if you go back from the Bilderberg group towards the spider, the closer you get, the more evil, the more satanic, the more secretive and exclusive these strands in the web become. You go that way from the Bilderberg group into mainstream society, and you're going into governments and departments and corporations where the same agreed agenda plays out.
Absolutely, extremely powerful. But David, I want to come back and talk about what is at the core of the spider, and how you said that Savelle at the BBC was basically a pedophile years ago. You laid all this out, and I would hear hear this 17 years ago, and I'd go, he says a lot of good stuff, but I can't buy this. And then it all just keeps coming true, coming true, coming true. How did you know all this? I guess you worked there. We're going to talk to David Icke and more straight ahead, and he'll be with you in the next hour for some. But take your phone calls, and you'll meet his son. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones in London, live, Bilderberg 2013. The globalists have arrived.
Everything that we promote, everything I sell, everything I do to fund our operation is something that I personally use, something I believe in. And meeting the men, women, and children from all over the UK and Europe that have come here, I've probably shook 1,000 hands because most people just come through for a few hours and leave. And they were already there on Wednesday. They were there on Thursday. They were there today. We're expecting thousands tomorrow. I talked to the police. They've been kind of clicking, you know, the people that come through, and they estimate there's been about 2,000 people through so far. I've seen them. It really humbles me to know that they're so awake and that it's been their support and your support out there that has made what InfoWars.com has done possible. And I'm not that, you know, smart of a guy. I'm not that great of a guy. And I've had incredible success because I have studied history and knew that these globalists were evil and that we had a job to do exposing them. We're going to go back to David Icke in a moment and continue in this very important discussion we're having and give you the latest on Bilderberg and a bunch of other world news that's taking place. But first off, this broadcast is listener supported. And so I promote things that I believe in that I use. Films, books, non-GMO, high quality seeds at the Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds our operation. And we're doing a special until the 9th when Bilderberg officially ends on Sunday, where you can get 15% off the best stainless steel gravity-fed filters out there. We've got the fluoride filters, everything. It either reduces down to non-detectable levels or cuts out everything. And it's the first thing you can do. The globalists treat you like animals. They're on record spike in the water with radioactive isotopes. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid, all of it. They're trying to block states passing laws to take it out of the water in the U.S. Same thing's going on in Europe and the U.K. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the entire line of water filters discounted 50% off with promo code WATER15. And you're not only getting the best deal out there on a great gravity-fed stainless steel filtration system, you're also supporting us being here in the UK to come with the resources and the media and just expose everything we can. And this is historical. And even if you already have a water filter or can't afford one, it doesn't matter. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, about PrisonPlanet.com. Spread the word about all the guests that we have on. And you should start your own YouTube or your own site. We need more people getting more out with more eyes to organically try to resist this technocracy that we are facing. There's a lot of other sponsors like eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the specials that are also making this trip possible. InfidelBodyArmor.com is also making this trip possible. So, again, whatever you do, InfoWarsStore.com, that's what's making it all possible. And again, your prayers as well and support. Okay, so we went to break, and I was talking to David about this anti-human agenda and why are every major institution in the world, whether it's Russia or China or England or the U.S., Catholic Church or the BBC, or why is it pedophiles and necrophiliacs and devil worshipers? I mean, I never get sick of my wife. I never get sick of a glass of red wine. I never get sick of enchiladas. I never get sick of a sunrise or sunset. I never get tired of just green grass, good stuff, paddling in a kayak down the river. I do not get how they're so into this, and that's why they win. What you were talking about is that they've shrunk the possible, so we're so naive. David Icke, you can say what you want about him. That's when I realized about 15 years ago, this guy is nothing but positive. He expands your window and forces you with things that sound so radical, whether he's completely right or not. None of us are perfect. We see through rose-colored glasses. David Icke forces you to expand the window of perception of the possible. Because I would hear him talk about the BBC's full of pedophiles and they have sex with dead bodies and they drink blood. And Al Gore drinks blood. And then I actually find the article where he falls around with bags of blood in case he's injured. And then I found out more about him. These people are just given over. They are psychopaths with air forces. They are devil worshippers with nuclear weapons. And look at history. We know all the ancient emperors in Rome and the Aztecs were all crazy nuts. So, of course, these are 21st century versions of that. So get into that and the cancer rates exploding and what they're doing and what their master plan is. And then more in Bilderberg, what this means that we forced it out in the open and that crossroads we're at, David Icke.
Well, all these things come together in the end. I mean, the more you research and the more you understand, the more every dot connects. And what I was saying a few minutes ago about the greatest, one of the greatest defenses that this conspiracy has is suppressing the sense of the possible, and the media are constantly doing that. And yes, this is a great weekend, fantastic, and I hope as many people come here as can get here tomorrow as possible. And it's a way of entering the web in a way that people can understand and appreciate within their view of the world, within the blinkers that we're manipulated to wear all our lives. But I say this to you, this is a way of entering the web, and it's a very significant strand in the web. But to understand the Bilderberg Group's part in all this and to understand the web itself, all preconceived idea since the day you were born. All belief systems, all senses of the impossible just have to be allowed to fall. And let information be your guide, not preconceived idea, belief, which senses where you will go and what you will consider to be possible. Because the Bilderberg Group is a strand within a satanic conspiracy that is so deep, so evil, so completely beyond what we would perceive as any form of humanity or heart or compassion or any of it, empathy, that we really do have to open our minds to let in the truth of what we're facing. And that's not to be frightened, that's not to be scared of it. This evil only prospers because it has put us in a tiny box of perception, understanding, and ignorance of the world we live in and the reality we're experiencing. If it was all powerful, it would not have to do that. And if we open our minds, open our hearts, and let our minds expand where they want to go, rather than holding them in a position that we're programmed to hold them, then together, this is a house of cards that we're looking at. This all-powerful evil. No, it's a house of cards, and it's absolutely dependent for its survival on humanity, on mass staying asleep. So it's not something to fear, it is something to face. And so anyone that's coming in now and seeing this, Bilderberg, oh my goodness, what they're meeting in secret, oh, I didn't know that was going on. Well, strap in, because that's the start of the journey through the web. Because, you know, what Alex was talking about is what is actually unfolding in front of our eyes. There is a mass operation, not coming, not somewhere over the rainbow, sometime never, that is happening in our lives now, which is to create a massive, massive cull of the population. And this is not something where large numbers of people suddenly just keel over, because people are going, hey, what's happening? This is a cumulative destroying of the human immune system and a war on the human body and the human mind. And it's being done because of the web, the spider at the center of the web, therefore controls the policy of corporations, biotech corporations like Monsanto, that are producing the GM foods which are genetically modifying us. The same spider is controlling the pharmaceutical industry, which is destroying the immune system and war with the body through pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines. The same spider is controlling the network of mega parasites that we call the banking system. That same spider is dictating through the web to governments to introduce the agenda that the spider is dictating. This is a major part of what Bilderberg does in this interface between the hidden and the world that we see. So it's time not just to recognize what the Bilderberg Group is, but what a great moment that people are now seeing it in such numbers, but to make that the first step, because this spider's web, this rabbit hole, whatever analogy you want, is so deep, and we need to face it so we can sort it out, and therefore all impossibles must be off if we're going to understand what's really happening.
Absolutely. I meant to do this today, and I forgot to tell the crew, if they can search engine this Charlie Skelton article that was linked up on Infowars.com, but if they just search Bilderberg 2013, Friendly Policeman, A Press Zone, and The One Show, if they'll just search one of Charlie Skelton's, or just go to Charlie Skelton's articles on The Guardian and go to Bilderberg 2013, Friendly Policeman, A Press Zone, and The One Show. And myself and Leanne McAdoo were over there taking photos while the crew was doing video interviews as the globalists drove in yesterday. And we both missed the shot, but I saw it with my eye. And I missed that. And then I looked over and another came by because it's hard when they're driving by fast to catch it. But one spot you can get a shot. They were all driving by because I saw this three times. And thank God somebody caught it. They caught it on multiple cars. They would drive by with daily mails because the first time I saw it, I said, that's just got to be a coincidence. A second time, a third time. Now, maybe the Mercedes cab company said, here, cover your face with this. But it's the image of them covering their faces. They don't have tinted windows with a tabloid magazine, a newspaper. They would drive by with newspapers over their faces, and there's a photo of this. Again, Bilderberg 2013, friendly policeman. Just search engine that, folks. Click news, and you'll get it. Bilderberg 2013, friendly policeman. Did the office, were you guys able to find that yet? Okay, they're showing it right now on screen, David. Look at this. Now, because, again, I wasn't up there even much of the time. A bunch of them came in at once, so I was sitting there. And I saw it once. I said, did we get that? No, it's blurry. Oh, this guy got it. Okay, did we get that? Yeah, finally, they went three times. Three cars went by with the Daily Mail tabloid up with the words, child porn teacher allowed back in classroom. Why would they drive by with a tabloid saying child porn when you've been exposing Savelle and the royal family and all this? What is really going on here, David Icke?
Well, it's funny because I noticed that this morning just before I left home to come up here. I saw one of those pictures and I thought, well, what an appropriate bloody headline to cover your face with. You know, we chatted about
this. There's a lot of irony.
Yeah. We've chatted about this in America when you've been in America a few times. One of the things that we. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, just scoot into
it. One of the things that I'm talking about when I say we have to expand our sense of the possible is that this web, in the end, is being orchestrated from beyond human sight by a force that is anything but human. And the rituals, the satanic rituals to the gods that these people are so into and constantly into, the gods are these entities that are operating outside human sight, which are orchestrating this agenda. Now, I know people are...
Why drive through covering your face saying child porn?
Well, I mean, in many ways, it's just literally he's putting it over his face, but he's putting it in ours, isn't he? But the thing is that the reason they're so into Satanism and so into pedophilia is because these entities feed off human energy.
Satanists kill because they believe they're getting power.
They're feeding off human energy. They're feeding off fear. This is why they've created a structure in human society that is a global factory of fear and anxiety.
Death.
They feed off death. That's part
torture.
That's part of all of it.
We're the good guys. We torture and bomb for peace.
And this is the point about pedophilia. I've been researching this a very, very long time because I've just gone where the music took me or the information and not let preconceived idea block me. And I don't care what people think about me, so it's not made me keep my mouth shut through fear of being ridiculed. I'm quite used to that, funnily enough. But I've been researching this a long time in multiple countries. And I'll tell you this, the energy that these entities want more than anything else is a child's energy before puberty when changes happen which take it beyond perfection for them. It's a nectar to them. And so what's happening when the pedophile is having sex with the child, the pedophile is the conduit by the possessing entity, because all these people are bloody possessed by these entities.
Vampires.
Yes. And you know, this is why the whole stories of vampires, this is why the British royal family like Charles go back to Vlad the Impaler. They're intergenerational bloodline vampires. They feed off, people think of, you know, drinking blood, and that's true, but it's energy.
By the way, I heard you like 15 years ago talk about that. I thought that's pure bull, and now it's all over the news that he lives in Transylvania and is basically a Dracul.
Yeah. But, you know, people think of vampires, they feed off blood. Yes, true, that is true. But the major thing they feed on, and often blood is just an expression of that, is energy. And so they're looking for the energy of children. And this is why you find this dramatic ratio of pedophiles and Satanists in the so-called upper echelon of society compared with the general population, because these particular bloodlines are systematically possessed through the rituals, this is how it's done, to become conduits in this reality for that which is controlling them from another reality. So while all these people and are having, you know, their sex with children, they are conduits for feeding these entities that energy. That's why pedophilia is everywhere. And what Jimmy Savile was doing, Alex, people in this country, the stories are broken. Old Savile was a record-breaking pedophile. And what they've done, the media, sometimes through pressure and fear of the consequences, but actually the authorities and the police have done, is hold that position. Savile was a record-breaking pedophile. The dike they don't want to break and they're desperately holding on to is that's part of the story, but only part.
He was Renfield. He was supplying them.
He was supplying politicians like Ted Heath, a man I exposed as a Satanist and child killer 7 years before he died in a book. It was read to him. The passage was read days after it was published in 1997, 98. And he had 7 years to do something about it. And he never did anything about it. Why? Because it was true. Savile was also brought into the inner sanctum of the British royal family.
They don't just rape kids. They slit their throats.
Oh, they do all. Well, that was a speciality of Heath, yeah.
Well, stay there. We're going to go to break right now, folks. All I can tell you is from my study, they're all into this, whether it's demons or whatever that are running them doing it. Christians say it's demons. He says it's something else. And
All the same thing.
We're going to come right back from break with Bilderberg Worldwide.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to go 30 minutes into the next hour, and David Icke's going to be here with us. We're going to have his son, who works on the site and is really an informed person as well, joining us here on the broadcast. And I just want to be clear about this. I've had the biggest shows on BBC, Sky Television, you name it, call us, and they want us to come into town and, you know, be on their shows, and we may do that. But the point is that they would kill before not to admit Bilderberg even existed. And, of course, we're like, here it exists. Here's their minutes. Here's declassified documents. The CIA helped set it up. It was a Hitler plan to put the whole of Europe under an economic dictatorship, the EU. Here's the name of it. I talked to the member of the EU Parliament. We heard that in the first hour, who exposed it. That's what's so frustrating is that I know the Federal Reserve is private. I've read their charter. You can read it right now. It's public. You go to the Library of Congress and read it, not just online. I know the Bilderberg Group was founded in 1954, but was actually around before that. I've had National Archive documents leaked to me. WikiLeaks has got them, but a lot of it's public. And the media sits there going, you believe it exists. BBC still tried that. The other media knew the jig was up. But they know they're lying to their viewers. It's about hearing, well, it doesn't exist, but I know it exists to make you feel small. It's about keeping that idea small. So whether it's demons, whatever it is, I can't prove any of that. I know that you don't get into these upper echelons of the elite unless you are into devil worship, hurting children. And I know every culture ends up being run by an elite that does that. Yep. When no one I know acts like that or believes like that. So regardless of what runs, regardless, it's going on. And David Icke, how did you discover, you know, all of this? Because you said you went to, I think it was Peru, by some standing stones and had a vision. And, you know, I don't get into New Age type stuff. I don't even believe in all that. I went to Stonehenge and walked across a line thinking, oh, this is boring, and instantly felt energized. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to you on the show before about the fact that, you know, this reality is a projection from an energetic information blueprint, a bit like wireless internet.
And you believe that scientists have found now that it's a computer program, that that's the hack.
Yeah, that's the hack. But the thing is that the energy that you felt, and see, the Earth has an energy field. We all know that. Everyone accepts that. But that it is interpenetrated with a network of lines. They're known in Britain as ley lines or meridian lines. These are lines of force. Now, where many of these lines cross, think of it as a web. It literally is a web of energy, electromagnetic energy. So where lots of them cross...
That's how birds navigate.
Yeah, well, yes. These are the electromagnetic fields.
By the way, it's now been proven that we all have these cells in our brain.
Yeah, these are the electromagnetic fields that they use to navigate. And so many other things happen that are called paranormal. The scientists, Stonehenge is a good one. Stonehenge is where the bloody scientists ought to be. That's where their minds are in terms of, you know, understanding reality as it really is. But the scientists kind of dismiss that. So they're going, this is a mystery. But when you understand you've got this unifying field which unifies everything, suddenly the paranormal becomes perfectly bloody logical. But where lots of these lines cross, a massive vortex of energy is created. And if you do things in that vortex, you affect the Earth's energy field in a much more powerful
way. By the way, I thought it was a joke, had forgotten it was on the phone and walked across a line, and it kept going back, and my whole crew felt it.
Yeah. I mean, I was doing this.
Have you been there?
I've been loads of times. This is something I researched at great length years ago, and it's not New Age. Some people who do it, you call themselves New Age. What it is simply understanding reality on a level that mainstream science does not understand and does not want to understand. Why? Because it's controlled by the same network, and the last thing that network wants the target population to do is understand the nature of the reality it's experienced.
That's right. Going to break back in 60 seconds. And by the way, I did look it up. Guess what the Grove's on? The very same ley line.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.